Bear Podcast 414. Just makes you all fuzzy inside.
So was it all lube? What kind of lube?
Okay, are you ready?
But he's got a. But in the picture that he's got on, it looks like he's got a bear.
I got to see lots of bears playing.
What? You mean you didn't have your podcast equipment with you?
It's actually plants killing zombies. Would it be better to go there and then get sick afterwards? Well,
I don't know. It depends on what you get sick with. Me and James have a lot in common. We're both tasty white. Matt Bear Prop. Don selling his thong. Having it auctioned off, I think you got $150 just for his thong.
Your question of the week.
The sexy question of the week.
Oh, really? You want instant gratification in a week?
Yeah, those bears get around. Everybody knows everybody in this world.
Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray. And we are at episode 414.
Yes, right. It's 414. And it's the day after
It's Easter Monday.
It's Easter Monday.
Easter Monday.
So what do you call that? It's a good Monday? No?
No. It's just the day after.
Was Friday good for you?
Good Friday.
Yes, we got out early. So it was a very good Friday. I came home and did all my laundry.
Oh, Friday early.
Friday early, yeah. We got let go about 2 o'clock, and by 5 o'clock I had all my laundry done.
Actually, we were released early Thursday, and Friday we're off. So
yeah, I work for a Christian company, so you don't get out all Christian holidays.
Oh, we do, you mean?
Yeah, it's only the non-Christian companies that get all that crap off. Most of the Christian companies don't get that day off.
Oh, okay.
You notice Chick-fil-A wasn't closed on Friday, didn't you?
No, they didn't?
They weren't closed on Friday.
Oh, they should have been. Anyway, so... yes, this is Bear Podcast episode 414, and we are based in Houston, Texas.
Houston, Texas,
and we're just two guys just talking about
sex.
No, not always, not all the time, we do have a topic today about a little bit about sex.
A little bit about sex.
Okay. That's right. Okay, so just a few weekend updates. Last weekend was a fun weekend because Mike got to stay for 5 days.
Wow.
Even, after our trip to Drenchfer.
Sure. But he went home after Drenchfer.
He went home first, and then he drove. So, yeah, it's fun. It's great. It's good to have, your hubby just, with you for, longer than Drenchfer.
Yeah.
The weekend for Drenchfer. So, it was fun. We cooked a lot. Mike likes to cook a lot. Yeah. So, what's also fun was we did something gay. Well, aside from what do gay men do that make them gay?
Knitting?
No. No, we watched. Oh my God, Titanic 3D.
Oh my God, I've never even seen the regular Titanic.
No?
I've seen bits and pieces. I've just never been interested in it whatsoever.
You watched the original?
Even though it's got... No.
Not even.
I've seen bits and pieces of it. Even though it's got Leonardo DiCaprio
in it. Are you serious?
And I like him, but no. I just cannot make myself
Give
sit
me
on.
Your gay card
I
now.
I sit, my, sit my butt down there all the way through it, so...
Is it because of the length of the movie?
I don't know. I've just never been interested in it.
No?
I mean, it was like the number one movie ever, and I'm just like...
Well, now the number one movie next to
Hunger Games.
No, what's the top box office right now? Avatar. Avatar beat Titanic.
Avatar. What are Avatar?
It's James Cameron's film, right?
I'm talking about this weekend.
For this weekend? Oh yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm sure Avatar. It's going to be a while before that gets beat. At least till May 4th.
May 4th.
When the Avengers gets released.
Oh, really? Okay. So we'll see. As far as I know, I think Avatar beat Titanic. That's what it is. I don't know. You guys listening or watching, just let us know. If that's right. I looked at the box office hits, the top box office movies. Titanic is the top one, of course. And then, of course, the Harry Potter films and everything. So, and Avatar is way up there,
but
too.
If you combine all the Harry Potter films in grossing, nothing's ever going to touch it for a long time.
Oh, yeah. No. Not at all. No. But anyway, so...
Unless the Hunger Games really books it in there.
Is it really that... It's really that famous.
I think it's still number one in the box office.
It's like as good as Twilight?
I don't know.
You read all the Twilight books, didn't you?
Yes. I read all the books, yes. And I'm enjoying all the movies, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If they just killed Bella off in the first book, it would have been so much better series.
Then it would have been just the vampires and the
werewolves. Yeah.
The werewolves.
Oh, and they did you see the ad for the spoof on Breaking Dawn called Breaking Wind? It's a spoof. So that's going to be hilarious.
Yeah. That's going to be interesting. Anyway, so we did that, and we had you guys come over last Friday? Was it Friday?
Friday night, yeah.
It was Friday night. Friday night. And Mike cooked, and thank you, Mike. Also, we watched a movie. What is it? Leather Jacket
Love Story.
Leather Jacket Love Story?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a gay film. It's black and white, but it was filmed in the 80s?
Early 90s,
but they purposely made it black and white.
Well, they made it black and white. Yeah, it was just one of those
okay
things, I guess. I don't know why. It was very John Waterish type movie.
Is it really? Yeah.
So
it's okay.
But it was very gay.
It's very, very gay.
And as one of the comments said, size queens will love this movie.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, it's full frontal nudity.
Full frontal nudity, yeah. Lots of nice big cock.
Mm-hmm.
So check it out.
Check it out.
It's one of the earlier gay films.
You know, yeah, that's true. What I remember is I think we rented it on Netflix before, and then when Mike bought it, I think he bought it from Drenched Fur.
Yeah, they had there's some on the one of the vendors at Drenched Fur had a bunch of DVDs for sale. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. So we got to do that, and anyway, if you're watching the videos, guys, the video of this version, these are pictures from Drenched Fur. And yeah, so we didn't get to flash pictures last week, so yeah. Just catching up with some videos right now.
Recorded at Drenched Fur.
Yeah, we recorded it for Drenched Fur. We didn't have a video. So we didn't have pictures, I mean.
Yeah.
So we were, Mike and I also watched, I love saying it, Maurice, but then over there in England, I guess they say it as Morris.
Morris, right? I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, so...
And I love that movie.
You
but
do?
But it's just too long to sit there and watch.
I know. It's a very long movie.
It's an incredible movie. And what's his name? Scudder?
Scudder, yeah.
Scudder. Oh, hot. Just hot.
Yeah, Mike says so too. And
so, especially that full frontal scene they do.
Yeah. Oh. They shan't deep never delicious. Be apart again. What did they say again? What's they shan't never be apart? The last
I can't.
You can't remember.
What did he say? I can't get over you.
I can't get over. Wait a second! No, that's Brokeback Mountain. I can't quit you.
So. Oh, I can't quit you. Yeah, that's what it was. So
I don't know how to quit you.
I don't know how to quit you.
I don't know
what English things. Accent. Pretty much, that's what they said.
Yeah, pretty much. So we enjoyed that and. We did some gardening at home.
What kind of gardening?
We planted some petunias.
Gay.
Yeah, this is Mike's idea. What are we doing here? We're planting flowers, and there's going to be peppers here. Which reminds me, I have to pick up some tomatoes. I'm going to try some to plant
some
tomatoes.
He might have some extra ones.
Oh, really? He does?
Yeah, because they start them off in the little cedar things, uh-huh. And they always have extra. And they usually just throw them away.
Yeah.
So
that'd be a waste. Well, if that's the case, then he must have thrown it away by now.
Probably not. No.
Probably not. Okay.
So you can ask him.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, Ray. So how about you? What have you been up to?
Well, let's see. Friday went to Good Friday services at Resurrection MCC.
So was it just like, is it a regular class? Not the regular class, but the regular service?
Well, the whole Good Friday service is when they strip all the vestments out of the church. Because Christ is dead. Like everything on the altar, the church Bible, everything gets stripped out of the church.
Oh,
at least that's the traditional way they do it.
Okay.
This is a very contemporary service. Pretty much when we were there, everything had been stripped from the church already, and they were just going through the motions. They did the different stations of the cross, which is very interesting. We had some contemporary dance that was interesting. And I grew up in a very traditional Methodist church, so it's... I try to keep an open mind when I go to church here and do stuff there because I know it's very contemporary and it's very opening and affirming. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, you know, I just like old-fashioned church because it's usually shorter. But it was good. It was a good service. The dancing during it was kind of interesting. And then Sunday during Easter services, they did this whole dance number that was incredible. Mm-hmm. Where they had these gospel dancers, I guess. I don't forget what they're called. They set the church and they express their love for God and Jesus Christ through dance.
Okay.
And they did this whole number to a gospel song called They Didn't Know. And it was just incredible. Big difference from Friday night. But basically, this gospel song singing, they didn't know what they were doing. And then all of a sudden you hear this ruckus from the back of the church. And here comes in black Jesus carrying the cross, being followed by three Roman soldiers and weeping women.
Oh, really?
And they sing this whole song.
That kind of reenactment.
Yeah, and it's a reenactment. They put him up there and he dies on the cross and everything. They take him down. And then the very end of the song, they wrap the cross in white because it's him being reborn. So, but it was very moving.
Wow.
Very, very moving. So,
in the Philippines, we have a very similar thing we do on that Friday. Actually, we do it on Friday, on Good Friday. It's called Sinakulo, which is actually a reenactment of Christ's passion and death. Actually, so all the way from when he was betrayed, they were in the garden, mm-hmm. and there was kissing involved.
It's the whole
Judas
Iscariot. That's what we did. Yeah. The different positions of the cross. Yeah. I guess we call it positions of the cross, but it's the
stations of the cross. We call it the stations of the cross.
And it's all, what is it, 12 of them? 13 of them?
14.
14, yeah.
There are 14.
And the death, all the way up through the death, and then him being put in the tomb was the last one.
Yeah.
And then, of course, resurrection happens on Sunday, so.
I remember it's 14. 14 stations.
I got the thing in the car.
14 stations. Yeah.
But anyway,
I grew up Catholic, so that's what I remember.
So, but it was very good service on Sunday.
God, you're so religious lately. What's happening with you, Ray?
Well, I was religious before. I just haven't been pursuing it the last few years heavily like I used to do. Mm-hmm. And I just decided that it's time for me to get back into it. So.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
And
you had an epiphany.
I don't know about epiphany. I just figured, you know, the zombie apocalypse is coming up. Every little bit helps. But no, the interesting thing was the person, I took somebody with me Friday night. Mm-hmm. That's the first time they'd ever set foot in a church other than for a funeral.
Oh, really?
So,
wow.
So I was kind of like, how are they taking this? Because this is a very contemporary service based over what, I guess, growing up in more traditional Methodist church that you'd see with the dancing and all the singing and the different. They did this whole acting skit and everything all during the service. So. But it was very interesting. And I was just like, I hope this didn't scare him off. Because I think somebody that's come in from, from the outside and seeing this, it would either move them a lot or it'd scare the shit out of them.
Yeah.
So, but
I would imagine.
So, but then after that, we came up to your house and mm-hmm. celebrated Dave's birthday.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Dave's 45 now.
He's 45. Happy birthday, Dave.
Who made the cake? Did somebody make it or did they buy it?
They got it. I think they bought it.
Who bought it?
I think John did. Yeah.
John Caravella did?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Beep. No, we're not going to beep that. Anyway, so, happy birthday, Dave. He's not able to join us. He'll explain later. You'll hear the voicemail later.
Yeah. So.
Okay, so let's move on.
We got to talk about Sunday night.
Sunday night.
We had a potluck here at my house.
It's an Easter potluck.
It was an Easter potluck. And then, of course, the Muslim had to come, so I had to get something besides ham to cook. Hakeem.
Is he Muslim or is Shiite or something?
He's Muslim, yeah.
He's Muslim.
So.
Yeah, so it's a good thing I made chicken noodles.
Yeah.
Not chicken noodles.
And then I bought a little turkey breast and cut it up and heated it up and stuff, so he was okay. So and I kept it separate from the ham, so it was all kosher.
Full kosher.
Of course, if you're cooking it, warming it in the same oven with the ham, does that count? I don't know. Does any of my Jewish friends out there know if you cook to a kosher and unkosher to go, does it make them bad? Does it make it all unkosher? I don't know.
If you cook in the same place, in the same pot or something.
Well, no, they're in the same pot. They're in the same oven, so.
Oh, in the same oven?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Hakeem, that's too extreme.
Hakeem don't watch this episode. Anyway. So we did that, and the whole reason we did that is because the Game of Thrones kicked
Game
off.
Game of Thrones!
Kicked off last weekend, and all of us were coming back from Drenchford and didn't get back until late, so...
So we just got to watch.
So we got to watch it. And of course, half the room was lost because they'd never seen Game of Thrones before, and... But it is interesting.
Game of Thrones, you have to watch the first season. Really have to.
Go buy the DVD set, go rent it, do whatever you got to do. If you got HBO Premium, you can go watch it online through your TV. So.
But what one of the scenes there, which really made us all scream.
I don't know why, I know why Bob is screaming, but the funniest comment I heard, oh my God, what just happened to all the straight men that were watching that?
I know, that's right. So,
and this is a big spoiler alert, so if you haven't seen episode 2 of season 2 of Game of Thrones, you need to fast forward at this point.
About 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
Okay, go.
Okay, we're in the whorehouse. The cuts in from this scene where this girl's blowing this guy, and he's looking through a peephole at somebody else having sex. Something's going on. The guy that's having sex with them gets pissed off because she's all upset because they'd kill the baby. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
They kill the baby. She come out and they're like, okay, we'll make it okay for you. So somebody went and grabs the girl that was just blowing the guy, and she had cum on the side of her face. And they just took a rag.
The pimp wiped
it off and then handed her to the guy. And she was all like lustfully looking at him, and they started kissing. And you know, she had cum all in her mouth. And everybody
everybody screamed.
And I don't know why everybody screamed like that, because everybody knows they'd be done suck some head and swallowed some cum. Come on.
But it's different.
Oh, please. Everybody's tried that porn thing where you blew somebody, they came in your mouth, and you went and sucked face with them.
Oh,
everybody's tried that. Gross. And if you hadn't, you're lying to yourself.
Oh, well. But that was just an intense scene. I mean, it's really getting good. Really getting good. But, Game of Thrones. You guys got to check it out.
Uh-huh. It's a good movie. And there's a lot of... It's very good acting.
Oh, yeah.
Hot men. Bears. Mm-hmm.
There are bears.
Big uncut cocks. Oh, I'm sorry. It's a lot of frontal nudity. It's some frontal nudity.
Frontal.
A lot of full woman nudity. So if you're bi, you'll really like the show. But,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, but it's a very good show. Very good show.
Yep.
So.
Okay, let's move on to our topic. One of the topics is actually kind of religious, too.
And I'm going to let you read this because it's too small for me to read on my Kindle.
Oh, okay. You didn't blow it up.
I thought I was going to be on the laptop. But anyway.
Okay.
So, shocking. Priest plays porn.
The priest plays porn in a church.
In the church.
In the church, okay. Oops. His name is Father Martin McVeigh. Is he related to that terrorist?
Tim McVeigh.
He was giving a talk to 26 parents and 1 8-year-old kid when a computer disaster struck. He connected his USB drive into a PC to start his PowerPoint presentation, and instead of the Word of God, a hardcore gay porn slideshow started, thanks to Windows autoplay. Awesome! So some parents who were there to hear McVeigh's talk about First Communion, God, they were angry.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
They were very angry. Others were in shock. Just like McVeigh, he was so embarrassed that, according to witnesses, unplugged the USB drive and walked out of the room without uttering a single word. Later, he declared to the press, I don't know how it happened, but I know what happened. There are people making innuendos who weren't even there. But in this day and age, these stories grow. Well, if it's on the internet, it's true.
Yeah, and then they grow and grow and grow into good and hard.
Well, Father, I think there's a little space for innuendo after showing gay porn in church. McVeigh, however, claims there is an explanation for all of this. You know what? I'm not going to go through all of this because it's really just... Yeah. Of all the things to happen inside a church.
But the police didn't get involved because it didn't involve anything with pedophilia. Imagine that.
There's no kid involved. It's really just embarrassing.
Other than showing the porn to the 8-year-old, which she could have been charged for.
But in his defense, it was not intentional.
It's not intentional.
It was not intentional. It's not like he really played for it. But my question is,
here's the deal. You got your work USB, you got your fun USB.
Why does
don't mix them up.
First communion slideshow alongside with gay porn. Awesome move, Father McVeigh.
I thought it was funny because the journalist that wrote this says, there's an emergency meeting was held in the parish last night, you know, because gay priests are are such a rare event that emergency meetings need to be held with the utmost urgency so everyone can slam someone who mistakenly made his sexual preferences public. Mm-hmm. Embarrassing is not enough to fire. And then they go into talking about what they're going to do with him, fire him or whatever. So
they're just going to reassign him somewhere else.
They'll probably reassign him somewhere. So just like happen. They do all the rest of the gay priests that get busted. So
yeah, not necessarily gay. Well, are they gay? Yeah, I guess.
Well, I don't know if they're gay, but the ones that are pedophiles.
Pedophiles, yeah. Okay.
Just because being gay does not make you a pedophile.
Yes, that's right. Exactly. That's
what is
misconstrued by many people. That being gay is being a pedophile. So, other than that, just a tip, keep your porn separate from work.
That's right. Okay. Don't look at porn at work. Don't look at...
Don't do anything... Yeah. Anything poor, not safe for work, at work.
Yeah. Keep your phone face turned over flat down so if people text you.
Oh, my God. The same thing happened to me. This is something about... somebody texted me about having sex or something like that. And then I was playing a prank with a coworker of mine with the same iPhone 4 as I am. So I switched the phones with her case. And when it rang, she looked. It was a message to me saying something about having sex or something like that. Oh my God.
See, that's what you get
for that's playing. What happens.
Games at work. So
it's really embarrassing.
So
anyway, okay. So,
but you know, the same thing happened. We were going through security at the airport last Thursday
afternoon.
I put my phone down in the thing so I can go through the scanner. It comes out. The security guard grabs it. A dick pic pops up. On the screen.
Nice.
And I was just like, oh Lord. So,
is that your screensaver or your wallpaper?
No, somebody had texted it. I mean, a picture.
Oh, somebody texted it. It's a text message of a picture of.
Yeah. So, and they know who they are, and they're going to get very punished next weekend if they make it down here.
Aww.
So, very punished.
Poor guy. All right.
Okay. Oh, it's a woof, what a bear.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice.
Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer? Do you work out a lot? Do you come here often? Woof, what a bear.
A woof water bear this week is Josh. Josh is 25 years old. He's a tall bear, too. He's 6'5" tall. He said, all the guys in my family are giants. 290 pounds, textbook Scorpio, and single. Ha, ha, ha. Looking for a guy between 22 and 35. Oh, we're going to discriminate against the old geezers, I see. Old that has tattoos. Okay, I don't have tattoos and never will. Okay, and piercings. Oh, nope, never mind. Have me your pierce, that's it. And a good sense of humor. Well, I got that. He's born in Iowa, raised in Minnesota, and he's an amateur photographer. Interests include cars, music, movies, and video games.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know, anybody under the age of 35 that has video games in their profile. Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah. He doesn't have a public profile, I guess.
Well, he's from Growler.
It's in Growler.
It's Josh
from where is he now? What city is he now?
I forgot what city he was in.
Oh, okay. So probably Minnesota.
But if you see the 6 foot tall guy named Josh, that's him.
Okay.
And you have the pictures to flip through because I sent them to you.
Yeah.
When people see his face, they'd be like, oh, I know him. I know her.
I know her. Girl. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Just like up in Dallas. Hey, girl.
Oh, my God. All right. Let's move on to the gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
Okay.
Here goes. Our gay. It's actually, I was looking around. The internet, and found this article on Edge. Edge Boston is a pretty good site.
Yeah.
For
I actually got the Edge app. And speaking of that, I got the Edge app on my iPhone.
You got it too? I got it too.
Yeah.
I got it too. Okay, here we go. I have some comments about this article, but it's a guide to LGBT-friendly apps and their myriad abuses. Is that myriad or myriad?
Myriad.
Myriad. So finding it hard... No pun intended. To find a date these days? Well, it's time to move into the new age of mobile dating. Just as digital dating sites like America Online 15 years ago revolutionized the way gays meet, date, and hookup, mobile dating is doing it again. America Online introduces chat rooms. Sites like Manhunt and Adam for Adam introduced us to cruising online. Now apps are once again changing the way we meet. Date and hookup. So
God forbid you go to a bear event and actually talk to anybody, mm-hmm. which all my pictures from TBRU is me on the phone, apparently.
Should take a picture of people just...
Well, already if you notice all the ones that got posted to me from TBRU, I was on my phone. I was texting. I don't think I was on Growler or anything, but I was texting people. Every time somebody took down a picture, I was texting somebody.
Yeah, okay. So we're going to run down on some of them, and we'll just summarize them a bit, okay? So first is Grindr, of course. Yeah. Grindr's
pretty boys, but they don't talk to the bears.
Yeah. And it's a free app, but yep, if you want some
if you don't want
some
all push the notifications, the ads and everything. BS stuff, you have to pay for it.
Pay $2.99.
A month.
A month, yeah, so. Okay.
A reoccurring fee.
You got to check this out, Ray. There's lots of here. Okay, one more. A few more. There's a lot more. So, Guy Spy. Have you heard of guys?
I gotta check that one out.
Guy Spy. It's check out the Guy Spy. It's a free app on Android and iPhone, and it also has a web-based interface, which is great.
Ooh.
No, I don't think Grindr has that. Or yeah.
If Grindr and Girl got that, then they'd just be out of control.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you can pay $1.99 for 30 days, or $5.99 for 90 days, or $22.99. For for a year, if you want to, it's for pay. It's a premium version of Guy Spy. Yeah. You can do that. Another one is Jacked.
It's a good app if you like cute, yellow, and Twinkie boys.
You have that? You have that too?
Yes.
Jacked is a free app for the iPhone and Android.
It's in Houston, it's very heavily African American, Hispanic, and there's a bunch of cute little Asian boys, and there's a few Caucasian boys on there, but it's mostly Black and Hispanic. Cute boys, nonetheless, but
okay.
They don't talk to me. So they're nice to look at the pictures because they're all, scantily clad with their junk pulled down. You see that little nice bee that you just want to lick off. Never mind. Anyway, keep going.
Okay, next is Hornet.
Hornet.
Yes. It's Green a Hornet? Just Hornet. Okay, so Grindr, watch out. So
Hornet
far,
or Hornet?
Hornet. H-O-R-N-E-T.
Okay, so it's not like Hornet. Like
not the
W-H-O-R.
Hornet. No, not WHR. Okay. So, it's kind of famous too. And that's a picture from last night. Know your status, KYS, in their profile. Positive or recently tested guys will get a special marker. Oh, they even have that in their profiles.
Well, a lot of people that are positive put it in their profile up front.
So oh, I get it. GetHornet.com. That's their website. Maybe it's Hornet. Maybe.
I don't know.
Get Hornet. Okay, so another app is Gaze Around Me.
It's like bunnies at the Bayou. Just Gaze Around Me.
Gaze Around Me. Oh my god! So, Gaze Around Me is a new product for the iPhone from the company Singles Around Me.
See, even the straight people are like, damn, we're missing out on some of this gay cash.
I know.
So we're gonna make some app. We got a straight app, and we're gonna relabel it and call it a gay app, is what Boy Ahoy. There's the straight version of Boy Ahoy, and they kind of overlap sometimes because every now and then you see women up on Boy Ahoy.
Oh, really?
Yes, but there's. I can't remember what the straight version is, but it's exactly the same app. It's just one's the straight version, then one's the gay version.
Ah,
so
way to repurpose your apps. Okay, so that's Gaze Around Me. Another one is, of course, Adam for Adam. You have that in your
iPhone also? Well, no, because their mobile app sucks. They actually had to shut the messaging off on it because there was some deal they had to go change. I don't know if they got it fixed yet or not, but. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's Adam for Adam. It's a pretty famous app too, also, I guess. Of course, one of the big ones is Scruff. Yes, looking for a man's man. Well, before it was kind of bearish, and then it became twinkish, I guess.
Well, no, it's not much as twinkish as it's more, I guess, normal guys.
Normal guys. We don't want those normal guys. We want those.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
I personally like most of the guys on Scruff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. You would, yeah. Next one is Daddy Hunt. So, Daddy Hunt.
Their app's called Mr. something.
Oh, it's Daddy Hunt. Here they go. Daddy Hunt. Mr. Allah. Oh, okay.
The website's Mr. Daddy Hunt.
Oh, there's a website and their app version on Android and iPhone is called Mister.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so Daddy
Hunt interlinks with the online version, so it's pretty good. So you get a lot more stuff going on there.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Which is Daddy where Hunt. I met the latest person I'm talking to.
Oh, really? Okay, yes. Cool. Next is Spartacus.
What?
SpartacusWorld.com. So all of the apps listed in this spread are all about finding guys. Spartacus, however, is an app for the iPhone that helps gays search for bars, clubs, saunas, and hotels in 2,580 cities and 143 countries. So it's more like looking for gay places.
Bathhouses.
Oh, that's right. Bathhouses. Okay. So if you're in a difference, if you're new in a city, check out use Spartacus to check out which the local bathhouses. Next is Silver Daddies, of course.
Silver Daddies. I have a Silver Daddies mobile app.
You have that too?
I have a Silver Daddies account, but I didn't realize I had a mobile app already.
You have a Silver Daddies mobile app. You can do that.
And if you're into the Silver Daddies, it's a pretty good app.
But a Uber dad. You're a Uber dad.
I'm Uber dad on everything. So. Okay, although no luck on Silver Days. They're kind of flaky. So.
Mm-hmm. Next one is Manhunt. Oh, Manhunt? God. Yeah. God, unlimited membership can be purchased for $7 a week or $30 for 90 days or $99 for a year.
Manhunt's a big hookup site.
I bet. It's a big hookup site, yeah.
And if you pay, you can see all the people's pics.
Yeah.
And other stuff, and I think at one time they were talking about putting video on there, but I don't know if they've done that yet or not.
There's a lot of here, lots of them here. Another one is Squirt, squirt.org. It's an organization, squirt.org. Nice. What? Okay, so gay sex cruising hookup site. So yeah, that's their tagline, Squirt. Another one is Rent Boy. Ever that Rent Boy?
Yeah, I've actually been on rentboy.com, I think.
Yeah, they're rentboy.com too. Yeah. Okay. It's actually a web-based escort service.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a Rent Boy. Rent Boy.
Nobody picked me. That's all I got to say. Nobody picked me.
Okay, the last in this article is Fucked Apps.
What?
Yeah. What if you can't find a dick or date for the night, but still need something to keep you, well, occupied? There's always Fucked Apps, a free web-based app for the iPhone and Android that allows you to download other web-based apps to watch porn.
Oh. Oh. Watching. We'll have a review on that next week.
We will review this Fucked Apps website. So it's fuckedapps.com. Okay. Yeah. Wow. What I'm really disappointed with this article is they did not consider Growler.
They didn't put Growler in there.
It's not in this list.
That's all right, Coley. We're going to write him in protest.
Yes, that's right.
But there's another app they left off too that a lot of gays are using.
What?
There's two. Tango.
Tango's also a gay one?
Well, it's not a gay one, but it's video chat.
Oh, okay.
So if you're into online, Tango's a good one for the gays. And Viber. So if you got these long-distance boys you like to talk Viber. To,
yeah.
Viber's very good because if they got Viber and you got internet service, it's free chat.
But it's like Skype. I mean, it's kind of like Skype.
But a lot like FaceTime.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Viber is pretty easy to use. So
okay,
and that's how I talked to TJ. It's pretty much the Viber. We actually, if you got Wi-Fi, you can call each other as long as you got a good connection and actually talk. So
hey, TJ. Okay.
Hey, TJ.
All right, so those are the nice apps that we have.
So
on the list. Okay, Ray. So yeah, we'll put the link on the website to the article so you guys can check out these apps. Yeah.
And don't forget, check out Growler if you don't have Growler already.
Yeah.
So
you should do a poll or something. Who's using it? We'll check it out. Okay, Ray. So go for the geek.
Okay. Guess what? New iPhone to debut in October.
Woohoo!
Allegedly. Some human resources person at a South Korean business that I guess manufactures iPhones.
Yeah.
Was reporting that Apple plans to launch its next iPhone in October. Publication heard the news from the head of the human resources at Foxconn's Korean factory, which translated the story. The human resources head said that Foxconn just got the order, adding that the release will be around October.
Mm-hmm.
It's not often that the head of human resources would have information on Apple's next iPhone. According to the latest rumors, Apple's next iPhone, believed to be called iPhone 5, will launch with 4G LTE service and possibly come with a 4.6-inch display, which is bigger than the 3.5-inch display. So it's moving up to the Galaxy size, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How big is the Galaxy?
Galaxy S2 is pretty big. About 4.2 inches, 4.3.
Two hander.
Yeah, it's like that. it's going to be a bigger phone according to them. But you know, the 3.5 inch iPhone is good for your thumb. So easy to reach even the corner. See, wait, if you do that, you can reach.
So Mayor's saying he's happy with 3.5 inches.
That's right. I'm not a size queen.
It's just bisexual.
I'm bisexual. No, I'm not bisexual. But if it's a 4 incher, then it might be harder to reach with your thumb. I mean, I think that's the point why for so many years the iPhone has always been 3.5 inches.
So I can see it now on the people's growls profile. If your dick is not as big as my iPhone 5, don't contact me.
Nice, Ray. So put that in your profile in the growler.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go over bizarre. Okay. Ex-girlfriend busted for brutal scrotum attack. This article submitted by our friend Dave.
No, that's not Dave. That's Marvin.
Yeah, this is Marvin. Okay. Oops. What happened there?
You just took a picture of your keyboard.
Yeah, I know. My iPhone is kind of screwed up. Anyway, so an Indiana man has his scrotum severely torn when his on-again, off-again girlfriend entered his home and pummeled him in an attack that resulted in the woman's arrest on several criminal charges, including two felonies. The victim, 57 years old, told police that he was working at his computer when Reber, pictured in an adjacent mugshot, there's a mugshot in this article, walked into his house uninvited, according to a Muncie police department report that will make every guy wince. The man said
the girlfriend screamed
at him to call the fucking police before launching her assault.
She's like, I am going to rip your ass a new one, so you better call the police now while you still got fingers in it.
So Reber, the victim told cops, first struck him repeatedly in the head before latching onto his scrotum and squeezing as hard as she could.
Now my question is, she breaks into the house. Man sitting in front of his computer. Is he whacking off why he's sitting at the computer in his boxers or something so she can get a hold to him easy?
Why is it so easy for her to reach it?
She reaches his scrotum.
He's gotta be naked.
Or in boxers or something.
Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the man interviewed by the police at a hospital emergency room said that he was in incredible pain when Reber grabbed his scrotum and began digging in her fingers. Oh! The victim...
Asian nails.
Yeah. The victim recalled that Reber refused to let go of his scrotum. Oh, but that...
It's like when you're snapping turtles when you're crossing the creek.
That he was finally able to pry his scrotum from Reber's hand after they fell to the ground during the scuffle. Okay, this
did a scrotum fall to the ground during the scuffle, or the two of them fall to the ground?
I think
the
whichever came first. It's sounds painful.
So but this is the best part. Which hospital they transported him to, Maynard?
Okay, so the man then called an ambulance, which transported him to the Ball Memorial Hospital. Awesome! How ironic! How ironic! Yeah, so they went to the Ball Memorial.
To reattach his balls.
To attack, yeah, that's right. So those are the gay, the geek, and the bizarre articles. If you have comments, send your emails to showatbearpodcast.com and tell us what you think.
That's right.
Okay, so.
If you find some interesting articles, you can send them to us.
Yeah.
Also.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And I'm waiting for Dave to come up here. Okay, so bear events. Let's go for bear events before we run out of time. Yeah,
okay, Bear Watch is coming up May 18th to 20th. You can still get registered at bearwatch.net. The link will be on the website. The run fees right now until May 1st are $100. So go get registered and come join us at Bear Watch. Mm-hmm. And book your hotel. Call the hotel. If you haven't booked yet because they're having problems with their online service, call the hotel and book your room. That's right. Mm-hmm. Just tell me you're Bear Watch. So.
Yep, tell me you're Bear Watch. All right. Here we go. We have some audience comments. Here we go. It's actually from Dave. Hold on. Here we go.
Hey guys, it's Dave. Sorry I couldn't be at the Bear podcast taping tonight. I know you normally... Oh, Jesus. This is horrible. I'm going to call back.
You screwed up. Thanks, Dave. Hey, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
Happy birthday, Dave. Okay. All right. Take two. Here we go.
That's what you get for doing all them.
Hope you're having a good podcast. So I can be there in the peanut gallery throwing shots at you guys, trying to make you mess up. I'm still traumatized by Ray walking around naked all last weekend at Drench Fur.
What?
And I couldn't stand to see them and be in the same room with him at this time. So I will be there again next week if I can stomach it. I'll see you. Bye.
Nice. Happy birthday, Dave. Okay.
So that's the guy that's always naked in his hot tub. That's all I got to say.
That's fun. Anyway, so...
That's okay. There's plenty of other people there that would love for me to be naked in that room.
Oh, I bet. Drench Fur is a big... It's a nice, nice little run.
Yeah.
I'd like to go back again next year. We'll see. Yeah. Anyway, so Ray, okay. Anything else? What's going on this week? Any movies we're going to watch? We need to. We
haven't. I don't know if Julio's going to die or go see the new Zac Efron movie if it kills him.
So okay, really?
I'm sure we'll probably go see that.
Uh-huh.
If it's a midnight showing on Thursday, I probably won't get to go, but he'll probably be there at midnight to watch the showing of it. So
okay.
Other than that, nothing big planned. HIV meeting Wednesday night, you know, stuff like that.
That's right.
Taking care of the poor little buddy dog. Oh, it's a poor little buddy dog.
Oh.
There you go.
Okay. So, all right. So, that's it for this episode of Bear Podcast. If you guys want to contact us, email us at show@bearpodcast.com.
Or you can give us a call at the voicemail line, which is 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Call us and leave us a voice message like Dave did twice. Even if you mess up, we'll play the mess up too on the show for now. We'll just do it to people we like to harass.
We're going
to
play both of them, you know that. So. Okay, so subscribe via iTunes and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And go to youtube.com/bearpodcast. You'll find the whole show there too. And of course, the official website at bearpodcast.com. Thank you everyone for watching and listening. And we'll catch you guys next week. And we'll send many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.
Go lay down. What?
It should auto hide the taskbar. Telemarketer.
No, somebody trying to book room somewhere. Watch.
I'll use my camera. Because you always look at that one. End up looking at that.